when God removes you from a situation, when the red flags are everywhere, just be thankful. Just be thankful. There's some people in the world that you just need to stay away from. You'll never figure out the way they think. Some people, the way some people think is so convoluted that you're better off. You're better off just not even trying, because if you try to figure out somebody's mindset that's like a convoluted mindset, you'll be going crazy like they are. You can't figure them out. It's not even worth trying. You just know it ain't, something ain't right. Anytime you see a cult mindset, it's usually I don't care what kind of cult it is. It's usually a sex cult or a human trafficking or it's all about money, you know. The love of money is the root of all evil. So get your mind right. Don't even look back. Don't even try to figure them out. It's impossible to figure them out. It's impossible. Just do your thing. Do your thing. Forgetting those things which are behind, you press on. I promise you that it's not worth it. It is not worth it. You got born again out of an evil world system. And so everybody in the system that's never been saved, they're part of the hive. They're part of the, they think like the world. If somebody opens their mouth and they think like the world and they talk like the world, and they do what the world does, they're of the world. And the whole world is gaslit. The whole world is future faked. The whole world is foul mouthed. Go by your gut feeling. If your gut feeling is telling you something ain't right, it's probably not right. It's wild stuff. I have to come up with a new vision here, implement. I really lost compassion on people who went through, I lost compassion on people who went through narcissistic or psychopathic abuse. I kind of lost compassion on people, but I got it back. I got it back. I can see now how I can see now how people need to be taught, awoken to what's really the game going on. It's a game going on that makes no sense, because these narcissistic psychopaths, they destroy themselves. I don't get it. They destroy themselves. It's wild. It is wild. destroy yourself and try to take people down with you is really like a anti-Flash. It's like a movie, you know. You got Flash and anti-Flash. Flash has the gift. He's born again. He's saved. And you got anti-Flash trying to destroy Flash because they're jealous of the gift that Flash has. All they'd have to do is admit they're sinners and get saved themselves, but they can't. They've sold their soul to the devil. All they had to do is flip the switch, but they can't do it. Something in them just can't do it. If you talk to an anti-Flash long enough, your mind would be corrupted. So when Flash is trying to fix anti-Flash, he realizes that at some point he realizes there's no hope. There's just no hope. And that's okay. They made their choice, you know. Whether it's Superman and anti-Superman or Flash and anti-Flash, you've got it down here. You got Abel and Cain, Cain and Abel. Cain made his choice. Cain made his choice. It won't turn out good for him, but they know how to avoid karma because they got somebody kind of in the middle, but protecting them from the karma until, I mean, eventually you would think that somebody would, something would happen and they wouldn't have anybody in between, but they always seem to find somebody in between. It's wild stuff. In other words, if God's judgment's on somebody and they got somebody that's kind of getting in the way, blocking God's judgment, you know, then they get another one and another one and another one and another one. It's wild stuff. Crazy world. It is a crazy world. I hate to use the word karma, but it's the only word I can come up with. You know, I can say reap what you sow, but soon you can say one word and people know what you're talking about. If you stand in the way, you know, God's judgment is real. And if you stand in the way of somebody being judged, it goes on you. The judgment of God is real. The devil does not spank his own, but God spanks the universe. God's universe always hits somebody who's doing wrong. Doesn't matter who it is. God is not a respecter of persons. Somebody doing wrong, God hits them. The universe has to hit them because it's based on truth. If somebody's living in lies, the universe has to hit them. And if somebody stands in the way of a universal spanking. But even if a person has somebody, you know, trying to stand in the gap, then there's really no way to escape it. There's no way to escape it. It hits everybody. No, there's no escaping it. There's no escaping it. And one of the ways that you know that God is judging somebody, because they get worse. They get worse over time. They don't get better. They get worse. Mentally, psychologically, physically, they just get worse. the narcissistic psychopath becomes more delusional. That is their judgment. That's their judgment. It's really a trip, to be honest with you. So if you dodged a bullet, praise God. If you're still standing, praise God, the last man standing, right? Self-care. Spiritual self-care. Get around the body of Christ. And it's hard to find a true spirit-filled believer, but when you find a few of them, stay around them. Make sure you got their back and they got your back.